Blog Talk Radio.
By introducing my co-host, Vernice.
Good evening, everyone.
Okay, so as usual, you know, we start the show with entertainment news, and then after that, sports, and we'll take a break and come back. Today's show, like I said, we have special guests today. We have Mr. Nathan Kern, Mr. Greg Wallace, Mr. D.L. Baton, and Mr. Johnny Bowles, and they're going to be discussing the company Strong Brook, R-E-I-C. So I'm going to tell everybody right now, go get your pens, your papers, take this information down, because it's money, 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 and more money. So you don't want to miss this. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. And our guests will be taking Q&A during the show. Okay, so we're going to begin. So what's happening on entertainment news?
Well, on entertainment news, Linus, we have Kevin Hart will be hosting his New Year's MTV Video Music Awards. The show airs Thursday, September 6th on VH1.
All right.
Okay, and then get ready for a reunion with the DeBarge family. Elle confirmed a rumored reunion that his siblings scheduled for next year, as well as news of recording of a gospel CD with his mom.
Well, that's good.
That sounds really nice.
Mm-hmm. All right, give him a hand clap.
Hey.
All right.
Actress Octavia Spencer has been added to the cast of the movie Baggage Claim. The movie also stars Paula Patton and Derek Luke and is about a flight attendant who has 30 days and 30,000 miles to find a husband.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I've heard one of those before. We already know how that's going to turn out, right?
Yep.
And Floyd Mayweather is back to train for his next boxing match after being let out of prison for good behavior. Mayweather was serving a 90-day sentence for domestic violence.
Ooh.
Isn't that something? Yeah.
All right, bro.
Okay.
All right.
Stop hitting on them women, okay, y'all? Don't be doing that. The darling of the Olympics, gymnastics Gabby Douglas, is the cover girl for the latest edition of People magazine.
Yay!
After her Olympic victories, Douglas is expected to rake in millions. Her first big endorsement is the Corn Flakes. She's also their cover girl.
Oh,
I love it. So cool.
I am so happy for her.
I am too.
Go, Gabby.
Really happy for Gabby. 16 years old. You believe that?
Mm-hmm.
Singer Kim is getting ready for the holidays. He has a new CD, What Christmas Means, coming out in October. Kim also has a cameo in the new movie Sparkle with Whitney Houston and Jordan Sparks.
Okay.
And that's all I have right now. What do you have on it?
Okay, well, I'm looking at football. Terrell Owens, y'all, is up here with us. Remember, he was down there with Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
He just signed a one-year deal with Seattle Seahawks as he returns to the NFL. And I want to say this, Seahawks won yesterday. Yay! Go Seahawks. It was 17-27 with the Tennessee Titans. I'll have more on sports a little bit later. Actor Michael Clark Duncan is still in the hospital after suffering a heart attack 3 weeks ago, y'all.
Wow.
The Green Mountain star was recently let out of ICU. Duncan's life was saved by his fiance, reality star Omarosa Manigault Stallworth. Omarosa, 38, is best known as American favorite villainess from Donald Trump's reality show. The Apprentice. She had plenty of attitude, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she did.
She found her fiance just in time and was able to revive Duncan, which was a
blessing. I like Michael. I like him.
Well,
I'm gonna hate to see him. I'm praying I'm not going to even say that, y'all. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I want him to stay around for a good long time. Keep him alive, girlfriend. Keep him alive, okay?
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know, they got a little boy.
Yeah.
She had a child by him, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, President Barack Obama is on the cover of Black Enterprise, and Jada Pickett is on the cover for the latest edition of Essence magazine. Jordan Spark graces the cover of the latest edition of Shape magazine. She talks about how she lost 50 pounds. Well, I got to check the girl out. I didn't know that. The former American Idol winner is starring in the remake of the timeless film classic Sparkle with the late Whitney Houston.
Wow.
Well, this is the 411 on Rihanna, y'all. You know she's getting ready to be on Oprah's.
Yeah.
Rihanna is losing out on money due to her wow image.
Mm-hmm. I think she'll get it back, though. I think she'll get it back.
The pop star is losing a deal with Nivea Skincare that's worth $25 million.
Mm-hmm.
The company feels her image is not family-friendly, you think?
Well, I think that the girl was too young in the first place. I don't know why they wanted to try to sign her on right now anyway. They should have let her get a little seasoned before they signed her on, you know.
Whatever popping, they can make money to exploit.
Yeah.
Rihanna's often seen partying, drinking, and smoking weed. I wonder if she will address this when she sits down for Oprah Winfrey's next chapter, airing on August the 19th. Oprah's doing an interview with Rihanna, and Oprah, they are going to talk about everything, including Rihanna's image and past relationship with Chris Brown. Why don't they leave that Chris Brown shit? Leave that Chris Brown stuff. I mean, it's old now. Let it go.
It's old news, exactly.
Let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Arthur Zane has one of her bestsellers coming to the big screen. I love this author.
Mm-hmm.
Love her. Zane is known for her erotic novels and the book Addicted. Oh, y'all, it is so good.
Is she Addicted?
Oh, it is so good. It's coming to theaters. Word has it actress Nia Long is set to star in the movie as a successful but sex addict businesswoman.
Oh, my
goodness.
Oh,
that book is good.
Is it?
You have anything else for me?
No, I don't have anything right at this time except for the information. Oh, we got one more thing here. Sorry about that, people. Oh, guess who's coming to America next Top Model?
Who?
Oh, it's Tyler Perry and Alicia Keys. They will be appearing on season 19. And Keys has served as a celebrity mentor, and Perry will be picking someone to appear in one of his movies. Oh, y'all.
All right.
That's all I have on that one, but it's already sparked my curiosity.
All right.
Yeah.
Should be good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we're going to talk a little bit about the Olympics. And first off, let's give the stats. United States earned 46 gold, 29 silver, and 29 bronze.
And they are in the lead.
All right.
Yes, they are first on the list.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And then Serena, she won 2 gold, and Venus won ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I predicted that, y'all, way back before it started.
Sure,
I said that they both would win gold.
You sure did.
And in our basketball, the men won basketball and gold, and the women won basketball and gold.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. And Bernice, you said something about Queen earlier,
represented
Washington for boxing.
In boxing, Queen Underwood, she was hoping that people would be proud of her because she came. And what I put on Facebook for her is I told them that, you know what, I said, Queen, I said, you are a good boxer. You were the only female boxer to come to represent the United States. And even though she did not get a medal, I told her, I said, be proud that you made it to the Olympians, to the Olympics, because now she is an Olympian, and she needs to be proud of that. And I said, you go, girl. That's what I said about Queen.
All right.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
And, of course, Gabby, you know, she's our sweetheart, 16 years old, bless her heart. She was beautiful on that balancing beam.
Yeah.
But I didn't see her on the floor exercise, but I bet she was beautiful.
Yeah, I think she lost points on that floor exercise.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's all I have as far as the Olympics is concerned. And, of course, you already said Venus and Serena got their golds. Yeah.
Yes.
So I was really happy.
And let me put this out there. I'm so sorry. I forgot. Happy birthday to Rhonda and happy birthday to my sister Lena.
And happy birthday to my sister Lynette and my sister Leslie.
All right. Mm-hmm. Hey. We want to give them a...
Yeah.
Okay, also, we're going to give the no news of the weird today. I'm sorry, y'all. We don't have our producer here. She's at a wedding. Hmm. Not hers, a friend's.
You know, y'all be thinking, okay, it's not her. No, she ain't ready for that yet. No,
yep,
y'all
yep,
ain't ready for her either. So.
So anyway, but we do have the NFL scores over the weekend. The final, Indiana beat the Steelers 38-3. Whoa. Washington Redskins over Buffalo 7-6. Baltimore 31, Atlanta 17.
Wow.
New Orleans 6 and NE 7. Pittsburgh 23. Philadelphia 24. Green Bay 13.
San Diego 21.
Mm-hmm. Denver 31, Chicago 3.
Wow.
Dang, that's bad.
Yeah.
New York 6, Cincinnati 17.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, it's starting out.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland 19.
Detroit
17.
Yeah.
And Tampa Bay 20,
mm-hmm.
and Miami 7.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. New York Giants 31.
Jaguars.
And Jaguars 32. That was a good game by 1 point.
Wow.
Arizona 17, Kansas City 27,
mm-hmm. Minnesota
6, San Francisco 17,
mm-hmm.
and Houston 26,
and
Carolina
mm-hmm.
13. And that's for the NFL. Now the baseball scores, I don't know, we got games playing today. So on the bottom of the 8th right now, Colorado is 6, San Francisco is 5. Final, Boston beat Cleveland 14-1.
Wow.
Whoa. New York on Toronto. New York 7, Toronto 7, LAD 5, Miami 0.
Mm.
Kansas City 3, Baltimore 5, Steelers 7, Philadelphia 8, San Diego 5, Pittsburgh 11,
mm-hmm.
Milwaukee 5, I think it is,
mm-hmm.
Houston 3, yeah. Oakland 3, CHW 7, TB 7, Minnesota 3, Cincinnati 3, Chicago 0, Detroit 3, Texas 8, Seattle 4, LA 1. We won, you guys,
mm-hmm.
and Washington 4, Arizona 7.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's our sports for today. So with that, we're going to take a 5-minute break.
And
we'll
back.
Be right back, and we'll have Strongbrook, REIC. All you people on the line, please hold on. We'll be back shortly in just a 5-minute break.
Waiting. here?
Yeah, I'm good.
They can be ambiguous because they're not going to pull people to the business. I mean, just telling somebody the AFs, fund, finance, faith, finances, and the other things, that's not really appealing. And then if you're acting like that, nobody's really going to want to join that.
That was odd.
Nathan, you want to take it away? We're on the air. Go ahead and Mr. Baton, go ahead and explain.
Hey, Ms. Lewis, how you doing?
Fine, and you? So what is Strongbrook REIT?
Well, Strongbrook is a company I kind of fell in contact with over the years after doing a number of years of residential and commercial mortgage lending. It basically allows people to have a turnkey ability to, well, the ability to have turnkey investments to augment cash flow for themselves, as well as depreciating, you know, 401k, as well as retirement funds, which I think due to the collapse and change in the market, we've all kind of experienced. So it's actually a pretty interesting philosophy of how to do real estate in building commercial real estate investments for oneself.
Yeah, this is Nathan. I just wanted to – I appreciate the opportunity to come here. DL's told us a lot about the show. So we just really want to kind of expose what Strongbrook is today and kind of answer any questions we can about the market and what's out there and what we can do. So, Greg, do you want to add anything to that?
Absolutely. Well, I think that what we found interesting to my background is real estate and construction. I spent a lot over 25 years doing that. My dad was a commercial real estate broker for 55 years. And in this economy, the way things are and things are hurting, people are looking for options. And so I stumbled across this and realized these guys have been operating for 5 years, buying homes in areas where the bubble has already burst. And we're talking strictly or mainly right now, Arizona, Las Vegas, and Florida, where, you know, the replacement cost of a house would be over $200,000. The original purchase price was $300,000, and you're able to buy these houses for $90,000 to $105,000 or $10,000. What's great about this is that rental rates are still very high, and so as an investor, you're going to come out cash on cash somewhere between low end of 8% to as high as 18% on cash on cash return. Not just counting the mortgage acceleration that you're going to get on the appreciation of the mortgage. Because I was a builder for years, you can't even build these houses right now for $200,000. You're buying for $100,000. The market will increase, and as time goes, you're probably getting an increase of $10,000 or $15,000 a year. If you add that up over a long period of time, as a long-term investment, you can with a self-directed IRA, you can do phenomenally well. And with most of the IRAs out there and most of the investment funds, most people aren't getting anything. They walk at the end of the year getting zero cash flow. And what I like about this is it gives you options. So I would do your research on this like I have. I find it very inventive. As a builder, it's not cost-effective for me to build anymore because of the marketplace. And in most areas of the country, it's the same way. Here, Strongbrick's found an innovative way to do this. They have purchased thousands of houses. They have a track record with no foreclosures in 5 years and only two evictions out of a couple of thousand houses. Now, you tell me in America right now who has that. So if you're looking to invest in something that's real, check us out. I think it's very good. The owner started when he was 23. He's now 32. He's a multimillionaire. He actually, before he graduated from college, he was semi-retired with this concept. And what he does is he teaches you on a grassroots basis how you also can be educated. He doesn't just give you the information like you buy a real estate course. They take you through it step by step to show you how you can do exactly what he's done.
Hey, I think that's a good point, Greg, also, because his background actually was he was very successful in college, came out of college, and was basically retired, didn't really need to do anything else. And kind of got to, like, what am I going to do the rest of my life? And said to that place, you know, and he said, what am I going to do? So I'm going to create a life for myself just being wealthy and not sharing it with anybody. Of course, other people were coming to him going, you know, show us how to do this. This happens all the time. Show us how to be successful. Well, in his experience in in real estate education was that less than 1% people that actually buy real estate courses succeed. Most of them have it's a great idea to go out and spend $15,000-$20,000, you know, on a course, but at the same time, if you don't have the know-how to actually go out and implement the product, then you basically have, at that point, you don't have any skills to make that happen. And so what he did is he basically said, forget selling courses for just education. I'm actually going to build a company where I create a systematic approach to what I do and what made me wealthy, and I'll have people plug into that system. And that's really where they're different than most companies out there. They're able to actually take somebody that has no knowledge in real estate, and they don't have to become real estate experts. At that point, they then plug into the system and let a power team of professionals take on from that point, whether it's their 401k, whether it's a self-directed IRA, whether it's inheritance money, whether it's a equity in their home. They're able to pick up from where that's at and then go to the next level of actually becoming a real estate investor using a power team, which would cost you thousands and thousands of dollars to hire locally just for one home. And so their systematic approach is absolutely phenomenal, and they have it dialed in very immaculately, because it literally takes somebody from wherever they're at. I mean, one of their coolest things that they developed was a software program called Game Plan Software. And the whole purpose of that is to take somebody that has a 401k, and they're going, what do I do with this? How do I maximize this? Do I keep continuing to pay to it till I'm 60, 65, and I'm able to draw it out? And then at that point, it becomes available to me. Otherwise, I'm penalized. I can't touch that money. So they help learn to redirect those and what they call splitting and do a 401k split and self-directed. They can then take that and maximize that into the cash flow basis for them, so they're building and they can retire possibly, you know, 10, 15 years earlier just using leveraging the cash flow they have. So the game plan is very cool because it takes what somebody has right now and it projects into the future. Let's say 10 years, you want to retire with $10,000 a month passive income.
Okay.
What does that look like? And how do we actually get back to that from where we're at, where we're starting at?
Okay. That sounds good. So it's basically real estate 101 with a paycheck then.
Absolutely. But it's actually, I would say, a little different, because real estate 101 just says, here's how you do it. We're actually, Strongbrook comes in. They actually say, here's how you do it and how we're going to do it for you, and we're going to show you exactly how to be successful.
I think it's real estate on steroids is what this one is.
Oh, okay.
The education that you get here is absolutely amazing. There's no doubt about it. Most of the country really, truly doesn't understand these concepts, and this company helps people be able to understand what's really going on and how they can self-direct those funds and actually make some money and actually have a secure retirement. And that's really important, I think, for this country.
Yeah, I think one of the cool things, they're a five-year-old company, and they're somewhere close to about 1,300 investors. Their average investor buys 1.8 homes a year. We have people that have bought over 400 homes, and we have people that buy an average of 2 to 5 a year, because they're basically investing in the plan that was laid out for them on the game plan strategy. So if it's a 10-year plan, we want to roll out 10 years. We want to do. There's a certain strategy, step-by-step process, how to get from where you are now all the way to that 10-year mark where you meet your goals of cash flow and education as well.
And I think that most people that are looking for options, you know, in life it's not easy. There's no get rich quick. But with sacrifice and discipline into a system that works, that's why this system works. That's why Chris became successful. It didn't happen in 1 year. It took him 5-6 years. Now he's into it 10 years. But how many people on the phone would like to have an option that you have through discipline and an organization structure, you have a chance to make an extra amount of income and leverage your income in your retirement and to maximize that through real estate in a down market. So this is what's so unique about this. And that we like about it, it gives the average person an availability to leverage their time. Where, you know, myself as a background in real estate, construction, and mortgage, I understand this. But I have sisters, I have cousins, I have friends that don't. And that's why I love what this is. It lets anybody get involved and they can understand it very, very quickly. And it's not just sell you a course. It's literally show you how to buy the home based on where you're at in your life.
Well, Greg, I think it's really cool to point out about that, because a lot of people that – I mean, everybody likes the idea of real estate and jumping into a company and I'm going to go buy real estate, make millions. I mean, Donald Trump made millions, so I should make some, right? And that's kind of – you know, everybody wants to make some money in real estate, even if you're a doctor or whatever. I mean, there's always – everybody wants a touch or a taste of real estate somehow and make it work. most people fail because they don't have the education and it's not the right field for them. So that's what this company has done, is take the complete risk out of buying at a sale. That's, of course, the sizzle words in real estate, of course, foreclosed homes, foreclosure properties, distressed properties, flips, so forth. What people don't realize is a lot of times when you jump into that game, you're in what I call combat house hunting mode at that point. You're literally fighting with, you know, 300 or 400 other people to find a great deal, and actually fighting for that. You have to find the homes, you have to inspect the homes, you then have to rehab the homes, and then you have to either sell it or rent it. But there's so much risk, and there's tons of unforeseen problems in that scenario. What Stromberg has done is take that completely off the table. They find the homes, they inspect the homes, they then purchase the homes if they meet their criteria. They then rehab the homes, they then rent the homes, and they manage the properties from beginning to end. So at the end of the day, you're a sophisticated real estate investor, and you're getting a check and a statement every month instead of having to go out and change a toilet. So that's really what's the amazing part about it.
What I love about it is they're working in a venue where the average house rents immediately, where you're close to shopping centers, you're close to good schools, and so your rent is right in there. So you're going to make the payment and make a profit, and long term you're going to get the acceleration of the equity. So where can the average person in America put money into anything and come out ahead? And the American dream anyway has always been to own a house. If you can own a house and have a touch of reality there, it's incredible. Here you can own a house from a distance and have it managed by somebody else and still make a profit that's substantial towards your retirement income.
Can I ask you guys real quick, now which areas are distressed properties at right now that would be a boom for people that are interested in buying?
Well, basically, if you look at, look at the areas that were hit the hardest. I mean, you look at some of these areas and they go, well, people lost lots of homes. I mean, even Southern California, Fresno, Stockton was hit very, very hard. You got Arizona, Las Vegas, Orlando, the South Atlanta areas. These are areas where houses plummeted in prices. People were foreclosed on by the handfuls on blocks. Well, those people didn't really pick up and move to the coast and start a new life. They still live in that area. So all they had to do, what they had to do at that point was then go find somewhere to rent. So they were still in the market for living in that area. They just couldn't own the home anymore. So basically what they've done is they go in, they pick the, and this is not an uncommon thing. This happens a lot. There's mutual funds that come out and buy large tracts of homes and things like that are on the market at 50 cents on the dollar. And that's kind of what Stromberg does, is they go out and find these homes that are very well priced, discounted, and can basically take a small amount of work to get them back to a livable property that somebody can actually buy either on a lease purchase or rent out, and it gives them an option for the future. One thing I'll cover real quickly, that why Stromberg is a little different than I would say other companies that are out there, is that they have a very strict buying criteria. A lot of companies out there just buy everything they can get to get, just to get a great deal. We're not interested in a $40,000 home in the middle of the desert out somewhere where nobody lives. We can't rent that, and we can't turn around and sell it at a later time. So what Stromberg does, they have a very niche market, which is basically, I'll cover it this, is it's 10 years or younger homes, less than $5,000 worth of rehab, minimum of 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and geographically located in a desirable area. So they're very streamlined to what the – yeah, it's a great area because you can't – I mean, it's a great thing because – it's not just about finding a great deal price wise. Is it good for our investors? Can investors then rent it out for a positive cash flow? Can they then sell it 4 or 5 years from now and make money? That's kind of their approach.
Well, you know what? You just made me think of a good question. What about building communities? Because it sounds like also you guys will generate jobs through this as well.
Well, absolutely. I think it's really interesting. We've had a couple situations, like in Florida, for example. We had people that were in a house, they were upside down, and we all know how many people know somebody that was in an upside down home?
Sure.
Well, we literally are buying homes at sales, doing the complete, you know, new carpet, new paint, putting the house back on the market, and the people right next door going, hey, can we buy it or can we rent it? Because we're in the house, identical house next door, maybe just a flip-flop pattern. We're upside down almost $100,000. Our payment's $2,500 a month. We can rent the same house and move next door for $1,000 a month. So putting $1,000 a month back into their budget is doing amazing things for people that have been totally offset and set aside by this recession that we just went through.
That is wonderful. Now, let me ask you this, Nathan, you and Greg. What about people that have bad credit that would like to join this, get involved?
Well, that's one of the great things. Another thing, there's a lot of great things about Stromberg. Well, one is there's always somebody out there that has good credit but no money, or has money and no credit. And so the goal is, just, as Strongbrook is that everybody deserves to own real estate. They deserve to own a piece of the freedom that is the American dream that we all wanted, was the financial freedom that's in America. So what their goal is to do is help partner up people so they can work together. If Johnny, say, has great credit, I have maybe an inheritance that I got, but my credit was hit. I was a builder, or I was a contractor in the recession.
Uh-huh.
I can't get a loan. There's no bank's going to look at me because of where I'm at and what's happened. I may have lost, you know, $6 million. They penalize me for that and don't look at what I did before that. They just know that I lost and I had to repo everything I had, for example. So I can go to Johnny and say, Johnny, you know, you may have been a guy that's worked for the government. You had that different type of approach than I did. You've got great credit. You don't have a lot of cash. You don't want to maybe touch too much of your 401k. But we can sit down, we can work together and create a working relationship where we can go in and start buying these properties with my cash and his credit, and then we can start maximizing both of our retirement's income through cash flow and through, of course, future accelerated equity.
That is good. Well, let me ask Greg this, since he was speaking about his family. Now, is this something that someone could teach their kids?
Absolutely. In fact, that's the biggest thing in America that we need, is better education. And it seems that some of the schools out there aren't teaching how to be independent. And what this does is allow you to be independent and teaches you a concept that the rich and famous have known, but most people that have not had that availability don't understand how to do this. And it's very fast, very quick. You're going to understand, I think, within 2 to 4 weeks, you're going to understand this concept. And what's good about it is most of these courses out there that sell a course for a lot of money, all they do is sell you a course. This company has houses available. They do sell courses, but their education process is less than $500. You can't do that anywhere. You can't even go to a quarter school, because I got 3 daughters in college right now. I understand.
Yes, I definitely understand. That is great. Let me give the phone number again. That's area code 646-727-2914, area code 646-727-2914, and we're on the air with Nathan, Greg, Johnny, and
DL.
Yes,
the man.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, he spoke about bad credit, and I like that. How do these gains work, Nathan, that help people that have 401k growth?
Okay, so in short, really what happens is it's a proprietary software program that we use. We actually sit down with somebody, and we're going to take a look at what they have. And a lot of people have things they don't even realize. They may have a little bit of equity. They may have an old 401k or an old Roth that they don't, or an IRA that they're not even looking at, or something of that nature. And what we do is our company looks at the complete package of what they have.
Okay.
And then we look at where they want to go 10 years, 15 years from now. We put out a date. We plug in the numbers, and we go, this person would like to retire, let's say, a passive income of $6,000, $7,000 a month. Using what we have right now, how do we get to that point? And so the software then, of course, begins to, of course, calculating that information and shows exactly how many properties they need to purchase, how they do that, using a partnership or using the money they have or different strategies. But they give them a step-by-step process to get from where they're at now to where they want to be. And that's really a cool thing. I've sat down with some financial planners, and they're the best most of them can do, of course, you know, is they give you estimations of what the market could do, this or that, you know. And they do everything they can, of course, to track and try to plan for the future. And what I like about how it plugs in with what we have, this is another very planned, very concise system to actually get people from A to Z. When you're looking at the economy where we're at right now, we have people that are, you know, they're at 5 years from retirement. I've sat down with somebody the other day, and they're 5 years from retirement. They've paid off their house, and they've got a little bit here and there. And they're going, like, what do we do? And I go, how much is your house paying you per month? And they looked at me and they said, what do you mean? I said, what kind of check is your house writing you every month that's helping you live? They said, well, nothing. It doesn't pay us anything. We've got it paid off. I said, that's exactly my point. Money and leverage is what we have to understand. And so we actually talked about using a percentage of that home and going back into debt with it, not for the debt purposes, but for creating actually a cash flow system and an energy. And we used it. We just ran the numbers, and we could almost get them to a $5,000, $6,000 a month income in a very short time, using just not over half of what they have in their equity and paying the mortgage back what it would cost. So very exciting stuff. We're able to give people options when they were thinking, I'm going to have to work, you know, at McDonald's for later just to keep from having to take a loan out of my home. We're going to show them exactly, hey, let's instead of just taking a loan out, let's show you how to leverage that and use it.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, I've got some more questions for you. How does this work for people, Nathan, that have commercial property?
That's a good question. As Stromberg as a company right now, we don't work in the commercial at all because it's a totally different animal and it's a totally different system, and most people can't play in commercial property. If somebody owns commercial property, that's different. Of course, they maybe have lines of credit or things like that they can use that then go into the investment program and then, of course, buy properties. I have a friend that I know that came in and he in 3 months bought 12 homes through Strongbrook in 90 days because he had the cash flow from one of his a property sale to use. But for as far as commercial, we don't get into commercial. We really don't get into multifamily at this point. We don't really need to. So it's really good.
Okay. Well, now I've got a very big question for you and Greg and Johnny and DL. How does this change the fear people have about real estate?
You want to talk to
me? I think the key is that it's all about education. Right now, fear is out there because people think that there's not any options. The reason why they think there's any options, they don't have the knowledge or the information. You find it through the 30s, through the 70s, when there were repressed times, rich people still made money. What we're doing is we're giving you the secret ingredient that the rich have used for years and how to leverage. And, you know, what's unique about our system is you can do it as an investor. You can do it with limited partnerships or partnerships. Share, you know, you can get an investor with has credit, or you can get somebody that has a good line of that has good credit themselves or has money, or you can do it what we call a sweat equity. So we give you three or four options. But the key is most people are willing to work hard if they have a goal. The problem is people don't know what to do. They don't have a goal. And so we give them a game plan that gives them, lays them out a system where they can plug in the figures and play with it and go, wow, if I did that, I could have this, yes. Now, it doesn't mean they're going to attain that goal because we all have a goal. But if you shoot for the goal, I'd rather shoot for the top for the moon and hit the fence and shoot for the fence and hit the ground, which most people in America have been doing the last 10, 15 years with the 401ks. They think that it's going to be there in the end, and they get zero or nothing at the end of the year. And their retirement is going to be zero or nothing. And here's the thing. If you're going to get ahead, you have to observe the masses and do the opposite. Most people understand that concept, but they're not willing to put the time and sacrifice. So I'm going to say this again. This isn't a get rich quick. This is a way to develop sacrifice and discipline to teach you how to change some of the things you've done in the past to give you the option. The rich didn't get there because they just plopped down a fistful of hundreds and a silver spoon. Very few people are born that way. Most people earn it to get there, and they've learned the technique in whatever business they're in to be good to produce an income rate. The problem in America, our jobs are going away. This is a unique way to create an option for you with an understanding and knowledge base. It'll take you 3 or 4 weeks to understand and maybe a couple months to really get down. Once you get it, you'll never go back. It's like being the cat out of the box. You can never stuff it back in the box because now you have the information. The difference is they've been hiding this information, and so our goal is to really leverage you. And what Chris has done on an unselfish basis, he was retired at 26. How many people do you know are retired at 26, making $12,000-$15,000 a month income, could go anywhere in the world they want? Very few. What he did was he had a friend kept pushing and pushing him to help him out. He kept telling him no, 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 and finally he let that he allowed to help his friend. So he said, okay, I'll help you. Well, long story short, he's helped him buy over 25 houses. He's now retired too. Did that in 6-7 years. That's the thing. It's not going to happen in 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. You got to understand that. You got to have delayed gratification. The problem now with our kids, and I have 6 daughters. You know, I was on the 2-year plan. I'm a father that has a PhD in PMS. But I will tell you this. It's all about understanding and educating people. And my daughters, I want them to be independent. I want them to get it, okay? And I'm a grandfather of 7 kids. I don't want to just give them a dollar. I want them to teach them how to fish, and this is what we're doing. We're teaching you how to fish. If you don't like it and it hits you the wrong way, I apologize. Don't let the door hit you in the butt. I know I was taught and raised that way. Now, if that offends you, I apologize. But nobody just gave it to me. I grew up on the wrong side of the tracks, and I had to struggle to get where I got today, and most of us do. Most of us aren't born with a fistful of hundreds and a silver spoon. But the reality is the information is there. And this gentleman has put it together so the average Joe, Tom, Dick, or Harry can get it. And that's what impressed me so much. I can teach my daughters, and I don't have to teach them. I can show them. They can listen to tapes, and they get it. They go, Dad, Dad. So one of my daughters right now, by the way, her and her husband just bought a fourplex. They get the concept. I'm so happy with what they're doing. They're remodeling another house. So they're on their path. It is a path that takes time. It's 5 or 10 years. If you look at your life, anybody on the phone here with us, have you accomplished anything worthwhile in 5 or 6 years?
I have.
Well, in 5, 6 years. But have you done it in 2, 3 months? Most people haven't. It takes 5, 6 years.
No.
you got to condense the time frames and put the time in to get the reward. I don't care what it is. It's raising kids. It's having a marriage, a relationship. Real estate's no different. And the difference is we're showing you a game plan that it's your game plan, not ours. Your game plan, you got to buy into it. You got to own it. You got to set your goal for it, and we help you do that. That's what I love about it. It's empowering others to win, not disemboweling people with bad information. So I love the concept. My background's a contractor, so if I come across a little harder my words, I don't mean to, but I didn't get paid unless I got the job done.
There you go.
And this is the same thing, is you're not going to make this work unless you want to buy into it and look at it and at least study it. After you've done that and you don't like it, hey, I appreciate that. That's great. But at least you took the time to look at it to really determine if it's for you and your family. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir, it does.
Hey, Lynn, this is Nathan. I wanted to actually kind of defer to DL here for just a minute. He's actually works a lot in commercial real estate, and I think it's important for him to say something because there's a lot of people that have money tied up in commercial real estate or have access to some funds that they could then, of course, use to diversify their strategy and create the different, like a multiple stream of income concept. So I'll let him speak to that real quick.
Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Patan.
Hey, Ms. Linus. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people right now that currently have, like, apartments, fiveplex, sixplexes, and investment property that are currently cash flowing, and they, of course, are very, very interested once they hear about the concept that Strongbrook brings to the table. Unfortunately, they're cash poor, and everybody knows that cash is king. So what a lot of people are doing is they're deferring to me, or people like me, whether it's through the banks that they currently been doing business with or brokers such as myself that actually go out and find the deals as opposed to just settling with one source. And they're freeing up cash flow so they can go out and buy 5, 10, 15, 20 property and put into their company account or their LLC, which has been very, very beneficial for quite a few people, and which we are very excited to work with the Strongbrook folks in order to do. Teaching people how to utilize their cash flow within their properties as well as building these sort of strategies for themselves is an overall well-balanced way of looking at investing. We're just having a great time doing it. So, I mean, the people that have those commercial properties, there are options for you.
All right. That sounds wonderful. Well, let me ask this. Can companies benefit turning their people to this to build their retirement?
I would say everybody's looking at me. I guess I'll say, yeah, I would absolutely. I mean, if they, I would say happy employees make a great company. I mean, if you are able to look at your, I mean, I could probably go back and say how many are really excited and jumping up and down about the returns from their 401ks or some of their investments that are corporately based over the last couple of years. My sister works for Microsoft. I know that a lot of them were not very happy, and some of them were. Some were great, and it depends on because they individually select, of course, what they want to invest in. But it's not the market hasn't returned what everybody had hoped. And so if you were able to, say, let's say, self-direct a 401k and take a percentage of that 401k and go out and increase your cash flow, let's say by $2,000, $3,000 a month in 1 year, would that be important? And would that be of value to you? Of course, you know. Actually, no. That's a little different. The company works with that. I want to be careful what I say here, but basically, we just do a change of custodial, and at that point, then you are. So there's a portion of it you can self-direct without penalty because you're not actually taking it. So cash-wise, so we can show you how to avoid. And that's part of what the company does. Actually, has a lot of hand-holding. So we're not here to hurt you any further. We're here to like help you make smart, wise steps and choices in the future.
And I think employees will really appreciate that because it gives them an opportunity to have a positive cash flow on money that may just be sitting in the 401k doing nothing for them right now while they're currently employed. So I think a lot of people, once they understand that, are going to be really, truly excited about this.
That's Mr. Bowles speaking. Go ahead, Mr. Bowles.
That's all I had to say for now.
Well, I think one of the cool things is that from an employee perspective, as a company comes and they're turning, I would say in a way, turning people over to Strongbrook. It's kind of like every person, individual person, then steps into a relationship with professionals. One of Chris Crone's famous quotes is, "If you want something done right, don't do it yourself. You hire somebody that knows exactly what they're doing to do it professionally, especially when it comes to your finances." And so that's really what Strongbrook is a power team of executives, very smart, intelligent people in lots of different modalities of when it comes to investing, real estate, mortgage, renting, and managing properties. And so you're basically just bringing people in and to a relationship where they now have that power team that the rich and famous usually normally pay an average of $10,000 to $15,000 a month to have on call, on standing by ready to answer their questions and do their deals. This is the same kind of relationship that everybody has access to now through Strongbrook.
Yeah, and there's actually a book that we can email that kind of details a little bit of this as well. So if people want to take advantage of that, we can make that happen.
Okay.
I was also on that note, too. Chris Krohn has written a book that you can get on Amazon.com. It's called Straight Path to Real Estate Wealth. And it's a real quick, easy read, but it's a great book. If somebody wanted to, take a chance to read that out, I think it would really appreciate and gives clarity to what his way of thinking of real estate really is.
Could you give the title of that book again? I know I got Chris Krohn, but what's the title of the book again?
A Straight Path to Real Estate Wealth.
Okay.
And actually, Greg was just telling me, he said if anybody emails in to you personally and asks for a book, we'll send them a free copy.
Okay.
So our goal here is to really empower people. And one of the things that Chris wants to do is he have it on a PDF file. You can get a hard copy. I like hard copy. I can't hardly see anymore anyway, but I have to have a hard copy because Mr. Magoo, I have a little magnifying glass I use. But long story short is we do have it in PDF form, and we are more than willing to send it to those on the phone with you today or on the radio show today, that if they want to send us their email, we'll drop them a copy of the book and away we go.
Okay. So remember that if you all the listeners out there, I will post it up on the website as well as on the radio show. So if you'd like to speak to any of these gentlemen again, or, of course, you're going to want more information. Well, let me ask you guys this. How does it work with insurance?
Be more specific on insurance. Which type of insurance?
What about life insurance? Can you use that to...
Absolutely.
Like a down payment on a house?
And that really depends on what type of life insurance you have.
State.
Some,
okay.
Yeah, if you have a cash valued or an index universal life policy, things like that, you can actually draw cash out. And actually, that's tax-free dollars because you're borrowing against the policy. So that can be a great way. If you have a policy that has accumulated a good cash value, that's a great way to diversify. And you're actually leveraging that money two times on a systematic approach like that.
Okay. Okay, gentlemen, tell me this. Now, how, like me, right now, I want to join this organization and get started and start looking at houses. How do I go about it right now? Somebody wanted to call and say, hey, I really like this. I want to do this.
What we like to do is that we can give you a site to go to, and they can sign up for as little as $100. And then we want them to do the process to read the book. Our goal is to feed them as much as they want to take and not over-inundate them. If they want to stop, we stop. Because we're not here to waste their time, we don't want them to waste ours. So if they're interested in doing that, we'll feed them a little bit at a time, and we'll send a site to them, and we'll have a site for you to go to. Just look at it, peruse through it, look at it. You know, if you say, hey man, I'm kicking the tires, this looks good, or hey, it's not for me. Either way, we can accommodate you that way and just move it forward in a very positive way.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Again, that number is area code 646-727-2914. Area code 646-727-2914. Okay. Gosh, this is so fascinating. So now how do we spread? I know we're on the air right now with the radio show, but if we wanted to, like, once we leave here and, like, okay, we want to tell all our friends and family and other people, how do we do? Do we group people together and give you guys a call, or you do it individually? How do you do that?
That's a great question. We can do that. We have meetings regularly in Seattle, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Sacramento. You have to check the website. We have them in Atlanta. We have them in Florida. We have people in the field doing this in Texas. So if you want to go to a local meeting or an educational process, they have some areas that could be available, probably 6 or 8. If not, let's say you live away from a big city and you want to get online, we'll do what we call a webinar with you, and we can walk through the process. We'd like you to download and look at some of the information first so you have some good questions, you have a good knowledge base of what you're coming to us with, so you can go through that first. It's going to take you a couple hours on that, and then we just walk forward again based on how fast you want to take it.
We'll also do the contact after the show. Of course, we took the contact information they can connect with. It will be on posted as well.
Okay. Yeah, that's very important. What else did I want to ask? Gosh. guys, help me. I mean, you're just answering all the questions so well. I'm never.
You've got some good questions there. In fact, I like it. We've been real quick here and popped real fast. So if we've gone too fast for people, just realize that we understand this real well, and they're not going to get the first time around. So just understand that we understand it. Like, you know, if you're a doctor, an attorney, you've been in that business 5 or 10 years, you understand the terminology and the language. If you're not a contractor or a real estate or mortgage person or insurance, you're not going to understand what we're talking about as well, and you're going to think, it's too for me. Don't be afraid of this, you know. Just look at this, jump in it. It's not that hard. It's everybody in America wants a house or be a part of a home or have a little extra money. Take the time and do yourself and your family a favor. And I'm coming from, a father of 6 daughters, that my goal and my dream of my life at this point is to get my kids to really understand, and my youngest daughter is 20, my oldest is 35, to really understand what money's all about. And it's not about daddy doling out the dollars. It's about them becoming independent. And that's really what all of our mothers and fathers want for all of us. And the bottom line is this program allows that. It's the first program I've seen that gives you from A to Z, soup to nuts, the whole boat if you want it. But you got to spend the time to discipline and study. It's going to take you, I believe, 20 to 40 hours to really get it down. If you have a background in real estate or done investing, it'll be faster. And then you'll understand it. And then you can just move forward. And so that's what I would suggest, is just take the time to educate yourself, because we're going to give that to you almost free. And if you're not willing to do that, then this is probably not for you. But with that, you've been gracious today with your questions and time, and I hope we've answered them succinctly for you. We're not perfect, but there we go.
Well, so you're telling me that anyone can learn how to be Donald Trump then, right?
Well, you have just one hair, the hair, have a hair flip, but you could be Donald.
That's right. You'd have to do something different to your hair. But.
Well, I have one other question now. Buying homes in these distressed areas, say, like, you know, I go to Arizona and I see a couple of homes I want to buy, but I don't want to live down there. I want to return back to Washington State.
Perfect.
Your product does what?
Well, basically, we just assist you. You could go down and look at these homes yourself, and there's, of course, no restriction on that. You're a free American to do so. But what we actually do is, when you work with a company, we provide you a list of homes that have already been bought, rehabbed, inspected, and ready for rent, or are they already rented. So there's really no requirement for you to go anywhere. This is a kind of a membership concept. You go in there, and once you've joined the company, then at that point you're literally in the queue, and you can start picking out the homes that you qualify for, or at that point, or whatever your strategy is one or three or four homes. But you don't have to go anywhere. But let's just say you do. You're welcome to, of course, get back to Strongbook and see what they have as well, that would either match that type of investment. But I can almost guarantee that they're finding, you know, they work on the levels with the banks and actual boots on the ground people. So they're really finding great deals, of course, and they're in the queue all the time. I mean, last month alone they did over 86 properties. So they're very tied into what's going on in all these different areas. That was just in Phoenix area. But they have the ability to do what we can't, which is like what you just said. I mean, for the average person to say, I'm going to get on a plane and go to Arizona and find a quality property, and I'm going to buy that, and I'm going to get a good rate on it, and I'm going to be able to fix it up with no surprises and get a great contractor, it's not realistic for a lot of people. And so something like this allows them to get into that market and play in that game without having to be there.
That's the point I want to accentuate also, is that a lot of the guys I've talked to that I interviewed before I got involved, one of the gentlemen had bought 12 houses, never looked at one, and he bought 2 houses 4 years ago. He's never looked at one house, never been to one house, and he makes money every single month. So that's the key, is that you want to become a true investor. Remember, when you look at Robert Kiyosaki's book, he has the 4 quadrants. If you're working for somebody, you're barely making a buy. If you're an employer, you're doing okay, but you want to be a business owner or an investor. An investor is not going to look at everything. He's going to make sure everybody else manages that properly. You're now stepping up to the big leagues. You're going to be an investor, and that's why you don't need to look at the houses. I was a contractor. I've built over 80 houses. I've owned 40. I do not want to go pick up a hammer and my nail bags anymore. I don't want to do that. I'm going to put my money in and sit on the beach with my latte and sip and go, and I'm making $200 a month or $500 a month. I want to pay somebody else to do it. You know, you get over 50, you start getting saggy, baggy, and draggy. You don't want to do that anymore. So the bottom line is that, you know, did you work all your life to go out and work again, or do you want to work smart like the investors do and have it leverage the time and money of the experts, the professionals? Like Nate was saying earlier, that's really, really important, that the professional people We've got 200 people with boots on the ground that are doing this for us. We're buying into a professional team. That's what I like about it.
Greg, I was going to say one other point there is it's kind of the same concept. I use it a lot of times when I'm talking with people is that why do you go buy a drill at the hardware store? You don't go buy a drill just to have a drill to sit on your shelf in your store in your shop. Greg does, you buy it to eventually drill a hole, and that's really what this real estate is the point is. We're buying real estate that creates cash flow, that we take the cash flow and then we live where we want and do what we want. This is not property that you're going to go buy and you want to go live in Arizona. You can, of course, and if you want to do that, that's fine. But this is a means to the end. This is investment strategy. And you're coming back with monthly cash flow that you can take and then live the life that you really want to live.
So what you're telling me then, Nathan and Greg, everything is in-house then, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Johnny. Yeah, everything's in-house. I want to make one point too. This isn't just for people who are like older. No offense, guys, but the young generation can also get involved in this too. And actually, the younger you are, the better. I mean, you can start early and really amass amount of properties as you get older, and maybe even retire when you're younger, like what Chris did. So I just want to make that real clear that this is for younger people as well.
Okay, yes, because my daughter, as well as Chris, is also interested in – well, Chris has purchased. She's interested in purchasing this year, so I'm definitely taking this program to her. Let me ask you this now. Once a person they put renters in their property, what if the renters are interested in buying the property? Are they able to buy the property from me?
There's actually a couple different strategies that they use for that. They do what they call a lease purchase option concept for people, and of course that's a little different than just regular renting.
Okay.
So let's just say the renters have been there for a year, they kind of got their feet back under them, they're like, hey, we're interested in purchasing that home. They then will help, the Stromberg, the company, will actually help them execute a lease purchase option, which typically is going to include a $5,000 to $10,000 down payment, which basically shows them that they're giving some value to the home. And at that point, then that home is no longer managed like a renting home would be. They're actually, they're going to be fixing their own toilets. They're going to be doing some of their own things. They're taking ownership in that home. And in two years from now, then they're going to actually what they call execute that contract. So there's the cool thing about it, I think, that a lot of people don't realize with Stromberg, that even at no profit to them, they're going to actually help those renters through that process of actually doing the lease purchase for the next 2 years, help them get ready to do that acquisition through credit repair, through showing them how to pay their bills on time, and just basically preparing them for that purchase 2 years from now, so they're actually in their home in a good LTV position, loan to value position, and they're able to move forward with that. There's been a lot of abuse in the lease purchase option industry where people have realized that people couldn't fail, talked them into putting a down payment, and then just kind of hope they did fail, and 5 or 6 months later they would, then they would take it off the market because they take it back from the people and then redo the process over and over, all to collect down payments. And so that's not what we're about. We're about actually empowering people that can't go down to Bank of America or these other banks and qualify due to unforeseen circumstances in their own life, and giving them the ability to move into that process, move into that home, to live the American dream.
That is great. Well, listen, I've enjoyed you guys so much today on the show. Oh, my God, so much information. Give those guys a hand clap. I want to thank Nathan. I want to thank Greg and Johnny, and as well as Mr. DL, for bringing to us the information on Stromberg, REIC. I'm telling you, folks, after the show, go to my website or go on to Blog Talk Radio, because I will list the information before and on. But you got to get with this, folks. This is a chance for people that never had the option, Stromberg.com. For people that never had options or thought they couldn't do it, y'all, you can do it. It's here. We're being blessed. We're being honored. We've got people right here, right now. I mean, if you want to call in after the show for Q&A, but you need to get on this. This is the best thing going right now, and it's a future for everybody in all cultures. Next Sunday show will be the sports show with Coach Jordan, and the following Sunday will be the election update show. So please tune in with us, and thank you so much for joining us today on In the Studio with LSV. And again, we thank our special guest for appearing through Stromberg, REIC, or Stromberg.com. Thank you. Have a good afternoon, and tell somebody I love you and thank you.